in one of the saloons here that was run by. By the way, Mitchell, that fella's boy died in Atlanta about 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. They brought back here to bury him. Mm-hmm. I have a picture of those two boys with one of those chairs, you know, just to, like usually around the drugstore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a little table. They had to put up in that chair and a bottle on the table and they had on the derby hats.
Uh-huh.
And I remember way back then, Dad selling milk. When the IC Railway come into here, Dad was running a dairy, and you take the workers around the IC shops. We lived in tents.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad sold them milk and butter. And they finally got him to getting buying eggs and chickens and things, selling them too, because they wasn't any place hardly for him to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going with him around with his dairy wagon.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled it with two little horses. So that's one thing of Haleville. And where Fellman's store is now, the only Jew that's in Haleville.
Oh.
David shipman boys put in a general store there years ago. Well, back then we had hobos. And I'll tell you a little incident that happened.
Okay.
That was very amusing to me, and I think right. The hobos would come around and beg, and they'd give them something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a little money.
Mm-hmm.
This hobo come in the shipman's store and wanted something to eat. Otho, who after their store burnt, made a dentist and lived in Birmingham the rest of his life, he cut him off a slice of hoop cheese and put it between some crackers, handed it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this feller didn't buy eat it. But he walked to the front door. Happened that Otho just walked along behind him. Got to the front door, just as he stepped out of the door, he dropped that cheese and crackers down on the ground. Made Otho mad, and Otho was tall. He kicked him, and kicked him hard enough, he sat flat on the ground.
Oh.
He reached over and helped the hobo up. Reached down, picked up the cheese and crackers, and said, eat it. That hobo stood there and ate it.
Good for him. I wonder why didn't he want it?
He'd already had his breakfast. He was wanting money to buy whiskey or something.
Oh, mm-hmm.
He was wanting a drink, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. He didn't want food.
And I don't know where I should say this. Not. Do you want anything about niggers, the way they used to treat them here?
Yeah.
Well, back in when I was a kid, there was few Negroes here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in fact, there were just two or three out 8 or 10 miles of Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Families, Sam White and the Hubbards. They were here from slavery time.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But used to, people move in here, go to Sherfield and hire a Negro woman,
mm-hmm.
and sometime a man, and for cooks. And they'd stay here one night and they'd hit the train back the next morning to Sherfield.
Mm-hmm.
And in my day and time, when I was about 18 or 16, somewhere in there, I've seen them take strange Negroes that come into Haleville, take them down the railroad track over here and tell them to run. And if they didn't run, they shot around the feet.
Oh, no.
And I mean they left.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have, in Winston County, I'd say less than 100 Negroes down.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been friends to them. I've got some